There's a few things I really miss when I'm away from Taiwan.
当我离开台湾的时候，我非常想念几件事。
One is the people from Taiwan.
一个是在台湾的人。
And two is the food from Taiwan.
还有台湾的食物。
I especially like the dumplings, the fried dumplings.
煎饺，我特别喜欢煎饺。
The ones that you steam on the top and you fry on the bottom.
在底部是被是煎的，然后上面还一边煎一边蒸。
When you eat Chinese food in America, it's not Chinese food.
美国的中国食物不是真的中国食物。
I don't know what it is, but it's not Chinese food.
我不知道他们煮的是什么，反正不是中国的食物就是了。
How many of you been to America and tried to eat good Chinese food?
有多少人曾经想要去美国吃一顿好的中国饭的？
Unless you're in San Jose or San Francisco, it's very hard to find.
除非你在圣何西或是旧金山找不到好的中国食物。
I just moved to Amarillo, Texas.
我才搬到德州去。
The chances of getting good Chinese food in Amarillo, Texas are zero.
在那里想要吃中国食物是不可能的。
So I'll eat a lot while I'm here.
所以在这里的时候就要多吃一点。
Amen? Praise God. Praise God. God has some wonderful things in store for us.
神已经为我们预备了美好的事。
Amen? I went home last night.
昨天晚上回家。
It was very late.
很晚了。
And the Lord would not let me go to sleep.
可是主还不让我睡觉。
For a long time.
我很久都没睡。
And I began to look at this message.
我就开始看这个信息。
And so I apologize. I'm not going to do the message on prophecy.
所以跟各位抱歉，今天早上不要讲有关于预言的。
Instead, I'll do a prophetic message.
今天的信息是一个先知性的信息。
Amen. You always want food that's fresh.
你总是要那新鲜的食物。
That's why food in Taiwan is so good.
这就是为什么台湾的食物都很好吃。
It's so fresh.
因为很新鲜。
Amen. And so this is a fresh word.
所以今天给你的是新鲜的话语。
It's still crunchy.
还很咬起来很有劲的。
Hasn't even been cooked completely yet.
还没有完全煮烂。
This will be like a word of God that's like sushi.
这是苏西式的这个神的话语。
And so today we're going to talk about very, very important foundations in the kingdom of God.
今天我们所要谈的题目是在神国里面非常重要的根基。
And I want to read to you from the book of Revelations, chapter 21, verse 14.
我们要从启示录21章第14节看起。
Lord, I just ask for your anointing today.
主，我求你的恩膏降临。
You said no man teaches but the Spirit of God.
你说除了神的灵以外，没有人可以做教导。
So Lord, we pray for revelation today.
主，我求你给我们启示。
We pray for enlightenment today.
求你给我们洞察力。
And for understanding in our hearts.
在我们心中能够了解有聪明。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we go through this session today,
当我们今天来上这一课,
I won't be able to do the complete teaching.
我没有时间把所有的东西教完。
So I want to ask you to really open your mind and your heart.
所以我真的请求你要把你的心思意念向我开启。
I want you to make application from this word.
要从你听到的，然后实际去应用。
I want you to think about your business.
你要想想看，在你的生意里。
If you listen today, you can prosper your business today.
假如你今天听得清楚明白，你的生意会繁荣昌盛。
You can expand your market today.
今天你的市场就会被扩展。
How many of you businessmen, if you have a 10% increase in your net profit next year, you'll give more to the kingdom of God?
在我们当中有任何人，如果明年你的纯收的净利增加 10%, 你会奉献更多的。
Anyone want a part of that?
有没有人要参与啊？
Hallelujah. If you listen today and apply this word to your business, you can increase your business 10%.
假如你今天仔细听我讲的话语，把这个原则用在你的生意上，你可以增加你的净利 10%.
Hallelujah. So as we talk about ministry in the marketplace,
我们来讲在职场当中的服事。
It's a new revelation.
这是一个新的启示。
It's not a new concept.
不是一个新的观念。
But only now are we beginning to get revelation from God on how to do it.
因为只有等到现在的时候，我们才从神得到启示，知道如何去做它。
And so every truth that we understand is a truth in many parts.
我们所了解的每一个真理呢，都是真理的很多面其中之一。
There's a truth for the individual.
一个真理的一个层面是对个人的。
The Word of God gives us truth for you personally in your life.
神的话语可以针对你个人的生命而说。
And then that truth is also a truth for your family.
那么这个真理也可以应用在你的家庭里。
The truth is also a truth for your church.
而且这个真理也可以应用在你的教会里。
It's also a truth for your business.
也是可以应用在你的生意场上。
And it's truth for your city and your country.
对你的城市，对你的国家也适用。
And what we need to do is bring the revelation so we can touch the nation.
重点是我们要得到这样的启示，知道用什么方法来触摸我们的国家。
Because that's what God desires for us to do.
那么神的心里就是希望我们这样做。
We're going to read verse 14.
我们要来读第十四节。
And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
城墙有十二根基，根基上有羔羊十二使徒的名字。
This is the city of God.
这是神的城市。
See, this is why the names are so important.
这就是为什么名字这么重要。
Just like if you have a name, it says exit. Exit.
就像我们看到出口的地方有一个出口的标示。
Tells you how to get out of here.
就告诉你说从那里出去。
If you have a sign that says hydrant.
假如那边说消防栓。
What's inside there?
在里面是什么呢？
A fire hydrant.
就是一个消防栓。
The name of the doorpost is very crucial to understanding the things of the kingdom of God.
我们要了解神国的事情，它放在门上的这些名字就非常的重要。
So this is like a secret blueprint for the kingdom of God.
对于神国来讲，好像是一个隐秘的蓝图。
There are 12 foundations in the kingdom of God.
在神的国度里，一共有十二个根基。
And they're named after the 12 apostles.
这个根基的名字是根据于十二使徒而来。
And as we understand the name and the nature of each apostle, we can extend the foundations of the church.
假如我们能够了解每一个使徒的名字以及于他的本质的话，我们就能够真正好好的建立教会的根基。
In the same way, if you build your church or your business on the foundations of God, your business will be successful.
假如你建立你的教会跟你的生意是在神的根基之上，你的生意就会成功。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Jesus said, "If I build the church, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church."
神说，假如我把我的教会建立在我的根基上，阴间的门就不能够胜过它。
And I believe the same thing is true for your business.
对你的生意也是一样的。
Amen. If God builds the church, you don't labor in vain.
假如是神来建造的这个教会，你所花的一切的心力都不会白费。
So each church has at least one foundation and one gate.
所以每一个教会至少有一个根基跟一个门。
Every church needs to understand their place in the body of Christ.
每一个教会都必须要了解它在整个基督肢体当中的位置。
Not all churches have the same foundation.
并不是所有的教会都有同样的根基。
We believe in apostolic ministry.
我们相信使徒性的服事。
I'm from a four square church background.
我的背景是四方教会。
My foundation goes back to a woman pastor.
我的四方教会的建立是一位女牧师。
A woman prophet.
是一个女先知。
Who had a powerful, powerful ministry.
她有一个非常有能力的服事。
But was very unique.
非常独特。
And very misunderstood by the rest of the church.
当时其他的教会一点都不了解她。
But that's my foundation.
可是那就是我的根基。
And so I can't build off of my foundation.
所以我的建造不能够建造在我已有的根基之外。
Amen? So it's important for us to understand the different foundations in the kingdom of God, and there's 12.
所以我们必须要了解在神国度中不同的根基一共有十二个。
The message this morning is on the gates of the kingdom.
今天早上的信息是国度的门。
So I'm not going to take time to establish all of the foundations. I'm just going to talk about three very, very briefly.
我不会花时间讲所有的根基，只要讲三个。
The three main foundations in the kingdom of God are named Peter, James, and John.
在教会根基、国度根基里面的主要的三个是彼得、雅各、约翰。
And these are the foundations of the church.
这也是教会的根基。
So these are the ones you're most familiar with.
也是我们大家最熟悉的。
You don't know much about Bartholomew.
我们不知道更多有关巴多罗买的事。
And that's because that part of the church has never been established very correctly.
因为那一部分的教会的根基从来没有被正确建立过。
Most churches only have one or two foundations.
很多的教会只有一两个根基。
And one or two gates.
一两个门。
How many gates does this room have?
我们这个房间有几个门呢？
This room has four gates.
有四个门。
If we want to get a lot of people in this room, we have four ways of getting them in the room.
假如我们要很多的人跑进来的话，他可以有四个方向跑进来。
If there's a fire, we have four ways of getting them out of the room.
假如这里面起火了，他们也可以从四个方向逃出去。
The more gates you have, the more people can get into the room more quickly.
你有越多的门，就有越多的人可以从那个门跑进来，而且越快。
There are double doors.
还有双门。
The double gates.
两个门。
Some churches have very effective gates, and people come in and out of the kingdom of God through those gates.
有很多人呢，他们可以从这个门进来，可是又从那个门出去了。
Let's talk about Simon Peter.
我们讲到西门彼得。
I won't even go through the time of establishing the scriptural foundation.
因为我没有时间，所以不更仔细的讲圣经的根基。
Our brother ministered on that the other night.
昨天晚上彼得牧师已经跟我们说过。
Just remember, he said, Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven has revealed this to you.
记得神说，彼得，这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我的天父指示你的。
Amen?
Amen.
And on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
在这块磐石上，我要建立我的教会，阴间的权柄不能够胜过它。
Part of the truth of the rock is that Peter was the first apostle in the church.
讲到这个磐石，就讲到彼得是教会里面的首要的使徒之一。
But another truth in revelation about that is the revelation that man can hear from Father God and speak, and God will build his church on that.
那么在这一段话里面，另外一个真理就是一个人，我们可以从神听到话语以后，那么神可以建造他的教会，在于我们听到他的话语之上。
Every pastor in the world wants to hear what God wants to say to the church.
在世界上的每一个牧师都期待听到神对他的教会说什么话。
And then they get up on Sunday and speak the words that they believe that God gave them to give to the church.
所以他们在礼拜天早上的时候呢，他们就起来传讲的是他们认为他们从神所听到的话。
And that's the first primary foundation of the church.
这就是教会第一个根基。
We hear from God.
我们从神听到。
And we speak.
然后就说出这个话。
What we heard didn't come from flesh and blood.
我们所听到的不是从血肉而来。
It came from the Spirit of God.
而是从神的灵而来。
And if we do that, Jesus will build the church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
假如我们真的这样做的话，耶稣基督的教会就可以建立在这个话语上，阴间的权柄不能够胜过它。
That's why the primary gift in the church is preaching the word of God.
所以在教会里面首要的恩赐就是传讲神的话语。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The second foundation in the church is John.
在教会的第二个根基就是约翰。
Peter, James, and John are the three that went on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus.
使徒雅彼得雅各约翰他们三个跟耶稣到变相山上去。
They are the cornerstone foundations of the church.
他们是教会根基的房角石。
John was the beloved one.
约翰是那个被神所爱的那一位。
Even though he is one of the sons of Boanerges, a son of commotion.
虽然呢，他的名字原来叫雷子。
The Bible says that they were sons of thunder.
他们是雷子。
So God takes these people that are really aggressive and very demonstrative and makes them foundations in the kingdom of God.
这些人的性格呢，原来都非常的激进而且不稳定，但是神改变他们的生命，让他们成为教会的根基。
But John is known as the apostle of love.
但是约翰所被著名的就是爱的使徒。
He would lay his head on the breast of Jesus.
他把他的头躺在耶稣的胸前。
Amen. And so the number two foundation in the church.
所以教会的第二个根基
is the love of God.
就是神的爱。
You give me a church that has the love of God and good preaching, and I'm going to show you a church that's going to grow.
假如一个教会里面有神的爱，并且有神的话语，这个教会一定会增长。
Amen. This is simple stuff.
这很简单吧。
But you're going to find out that we're only using three of the 12 foundations.
你会发现很多时候我们用这个十二个根基里面的三个。
The next foundation is James.
接下来是雅各。
And again, our brother ministered on Jacob.
昨天晚上彼得牧师跟我们讲雅各。
And Jacob was the supplanter.
雅各是个夺取者。
James comes from the Hebrew word Jacob.
这个新约的雅各呢，是跟旧约雅各是同一个意思。
So from the word meaning of James means supplanter.
他的名字的字的本意是夺取者。
But then the life of what James does, he was the martyr.
可是雅各他的生命，在新约的雅各他的生命所显现出来的是一个殉道者。
So here's the foundation.
所以这就是这个根基。
You got a fighter.
你要有一个就是征战者。
He'll do anything to win.
他会做一切的事情，就是要达到目标。
He lays down his life.
他把他的生命都放下。
No greater love than a man who could take it lays down his life.
假如一个人能够牺牲他的生命，没有爱比这个更大的。
Amen.So let's look at those three foundations.
我们来看这三个根基。
You give me a church that the pastor or the teacher hears the word of God and speaks the word of God.
假如在教会里面有一个牧师或教师，他能够听到神的说话并且说出来。
You give me a church where people love to lay their head on the breast of Jesus.
还有这个教会里面的人都喜欢把他们的头枕在耶稣的胸前。
And fulfill the great commandment.
并且满足大使命。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And as a result of loving God, you can love your neighbor as yourself.
爱神的结果就可以爱人如己。
And then give me aggressive men and women of God that won't lose, and then have them lay down their life for their brother, and you've got a tremendous, tremendously successful church.
假如这里面还有一群人呢，他们愿意为耶稣的缘故舍下他们的生命，一定有一个大大成功的教会。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The trouble is.It's not enough.
问题是说那就不够。
In Taiwan, it's not enough.
在台湾这样就不够。
You've got good churches. I've been in 100 different churches in Taiwan.
我去过台湾在上百间的教会。
You have good churches here. They love God.
我们这边真的有很多好教会，他们爱神。
They preach the word of God.
他们传讲神的话。
I know pastors that have laid down their life for 20 years to preach the gospel to 30 people.
我碰到一个牧师呢，他愿意放下他的生命二十年，就传讲只对三十个人传讲神的话。
I know Pastor G down in Baigong that laid down his life as a successful man to give his life to Baigong.
我在北港认识的这个牧师呢，他原来有很好的事业，他愿意放下来，然后就把他生命给北港。
They are not lacking in those foundational truths that make good men and women of God.
在他们的生命当中，并没有缺乏这些根基。
Amen.God has a plan.
神有一个计划。
He's going to reveal part of His plan to us today.
今天他要把他计划的一部分给我们。
It's going to be your responsibility to carry out the plan.
然后呢，你听到之后要把这个计划实行出来。
Just as there are 12 foundations, there's also 12 gates.
就像有十二个根基，也有十二个门。
And we're going to attempt to go through as many gates as we can this morning.
今天早上我们要尽量的可以多讲多少门。
There's a tremendous teaching on the rest of the foundations that you need to get a hold of.
那么其他的剩下没有做的教导呢，也需要听。
I don't have it on DVD.
我还没有录在 DVD 上。
Hallelujah. I'll get it. Read verse 12 of Revelation 21.
我们来看启示录第十二章，对不起，第二十一章十二节。
And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels.And the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
有高大的墙，有十二个门，门上有十二位天使，门上又写着以色列十二个支派的名字。
He will build his church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
耶稣基督的教会建立在使徒跟先知的根基上。
Christ Jesus himself will be the main cornerstone.
主耶稣基督自己是房角石。
On the names of the gates are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
门上的名字是十二个支派的名字。
Hallelujah. And again, our brother has already laid the foundation for the name of Israel.
昨天彼得牧师已经跟我们讲到以色列这个名字的来源。
See, if you are willing to lay down your life, God can make you a nation of great people.
假如你愿意放下你的生命，神真的会让你成为一个大国。
He can take Jacob and make him into Israel.
他可以竟然把雅各变成以色列。
Amen. Let's look at verse 13.
第十三节。
And read that. Go ahead.
东边有三门，北边有三门，南边有三门，西边有三门。
Hallelujah. He groups them into groups of three.
所以这十二个门呢，一共三个三个门一组。
Which way is this?
这是哪一方？
North?
北方吗？
South? Let's say it's south.
我们说它是南方。
Three gates on the south?
有南三个门在南方。
Three gates on the north?
三个门在北方。
Three gates on the east?
三个门在东方。
Three on the west?
三个门在西方。
Amen? Over every door is a name.
那么在每一个门上面都有名字。
Every name has a tremendous importance. It tells us the nature of the gate.
每一个名字都非常的重要，因为告诉你这个门的本质。
I'm going to give you the simplified version.
现在给你一个简化版。
Better teachers than me can take this teaching and really work on it for days and days and days.
假如有一个人他的教导恩赐比我更好的话，他可以把这个发展成为几天的教导。
I'm going to give you the raw materials of a good meal.
我会把这个一餐饭里面的最精华的部分给你。
If you're a teacher, it's up to you to take it home and chop it up and cook it and spice it and make it just right.
然后呢，你就把它自己烹调的更好。
I just bring the groceries.
我就是把这个菜买给你就是了。
Amen. There are 12 gates, 12 different entry points into the kingdom of God.
所以有十二个门，就是进入神的国有十二个进口。
Every church will have a few gates that they use to bring people into the kingdom.
每一个教会呢，都会有它特殊的几个门，用来传福音，让人进入国度的。
Every person in this room is from one of the 12 tribes of Israel.
在我们当中的每一个人呢，都是从这十二个支派的门当中的一个进来的。
When you discover which tribe you're from, you ought to hang out by that gate because that's where you're going to be effective for the kingdom of God.
假如你发现你是属于哪一个支派的，你就要靠近那个门，因为你的恩赐就会在那个门里面彰显，然后对神的国度有用。
Now, the principles of God are always true.
神的原则总是真实的。
The principle of God says, if I give you a talent, you shouldn't sit on that talent. You ought to develop more talents.
神的原则是，假如我给你一个恩赐，你不应该只有保有那个恩赐，并且要把这个恩赐发展出来。
So if he gives you one gate, you ought to be greedy and try to get three or four or five or six.
假如我只给你一个门的话，你心里要有这种贪心，然后你说我要更多的门。
Your predominant gate will always be the tribe you're from, but you can always expand that into three gates.
你的主要的门就是你怎么样进入神国度的这个门，是你生命当中的基础主要的门，可是你可以继续扩展它。
Now again, the teaching on the gates has been made application in many different ways.
当然你可以把这个教导呢，把它应用在非常不同的地方。
I heard at lunch yesterday, some people group cultures in to form different gates.
昨天呢，在午餐的时候，有人跟我讲，他把他我们的文化也用十二门的方式来分。
And so in the case of Asia, they've looked at the characteristics of Asians and said they're from the gate of Benjamin.
那么我们在亚洲这个部分呢，我们就看亚洲的这个文化的特性，我们说这个亚洲是属于便雅悯门。
And I don't necessarily disagree with that.
我也许同意他们。
In the same way, if you look at how the world works at these kind of things,
假如你用全世界的一个方向来看，
there's a Chinese zodiac.
好像有这个中国的生肖。
I was born in 1953.
我是1953年生的。
I know it's hard to believe I'm that old.
当然你很难相信我这么老了。
Maybe it's not that hard to believe. But, and so I'm not sure what year I was, snake or...Something.
不知道你是属蛇的还是属什么其他的。
But I want you to understand, once there's a truth that God has, the enemy always makes up counterfeits for the truth that God has.
我要告诉各位的是，一旦神有一个真理、一个原则，仇敌总会去模仿他。
Snake? Yeah, so I'm a snake.
所以我是一只蛇。
See, it's a little difficult for me to believe that everybody in 1953 are snakes.
我很难相信1953年出生的所有的人都是蛇啊。
Wasn't there a goat mixed in there sometime around January or February?
难道没有一只羊会在一月二月出生吗？
So maybe all Asians are from the tribe of Benjamin, but I tend to kind of think that you all in this room represent all 12 tribes.
也许呢，所有的亚洲人呢，都是从属于便雅悯这一个门的，可是对我来讲，我觉得你们应该是属于不同十二支派的。
Amen?Now, some tribes do better living next to other tribes.
有的支派呢，跟某些支派住在一起比较好相处。
Some tribes don't like each other.
有些的支派彼此不太喜欢。
So, at my little American Chinese restaurant, when I read a snake should marry a who? Who should snakes marry?
属蛇的都要嫁给谁啊？
Should snakes marry other snakes?
属蛇的要跟属蛇的结婚吗？
It just says, don't hang out with a rooster or something. I don't know. I didn't pay much attention.
就是他在美国的中国餐厅里面就会告诉他们说属蛇的应该嫁谁或娶谁。
But I tell you, it's true in the kingdom of God.
可是在神的国度里呢
that certain tribes relate better to other tribes, and I'll show you why.
某些的支派跟另外一些支派他们的关系比较容易融洽。
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is a ready-made preaching thing for Asia.
对于亚洲来讲呢其实这个讲道已经有它的根基存在。
Just connect the dots for people and use the tribes of Israel to talk about God rather than a rooster and a crow, a rooster and a bull and a snake.
好像我们谈十二支派的时候，他们应该是可以了解，因为他们已经有这个十二生肖的观念。
Amen. Hallelujah. God's always got these little things for us, so we can open up more gates.
主耶稣总是早就为我们预备这些小小的东西，以至于我们更容易传福音。
And so again, as we go through these gates, let God give you wisdom for your business, for your family, for your church.
当我们讲到这些门的时候呢，你要求神给你智慧，来面对你的家庭、你的教会跟你的生意。
Now turn to Genesis chapter 29.
我们看创世纪二十九章。
Hallelujah. And of course, you really need a little history. I don't have time to go give you the background of how these people got their names and where they came from so much.
你需要一些的圣经背景，为什么这些人有这些名字？为什么他们会发生这些的事情？
But of course, it's quite a story.
但是呢，要花一些时间来解释。
With Leah, Rachel.
莉亚跟拉结的事。
And so let's look at that. Most of you already know this story. I don't have to go over it in detail.
大家都知道这个故事，所以不必仔细说。
Let's read verse 32.
第三十二节。
Go ahead.
莉亚怀孕生子，就给他起名叫流便，因而说：耶和华看见我的苦情，如今我的丈夫必爱我。他又怀孕生子，就说耶和华因为听见我失宠，所以又赐给我这个儿子，于是给他起名叫西缅。他又怀孕生子，名叫利未，说给我给丈夫生了三个儿子，他必与我联合。他又怀孕生子，说这回我要赞美耶和华，因此他给他起名叫犹大，这才停了生育。
Now, those of you that are real students of the Word, you've got to go home and do some homework here.
真正要仔细研读圣经的人回家要做功课。
How many of you are teachers of the word? You really can spend hours studying the scripture. How many of you are teachers of the word?
在我们当中有多少人你觉得你是圣经教师你真的可以在神的话语上花几个小时。
All right, so you got your homework to do.
好所以你要回家做功课。
If you have Hebrew help, you look at every name, look at Reuben.
假如你有希伯来原文的含义你就找什么叫流便。
And you'll see it means literally what the explanation is.
流便就是它表面上的意思。
Now the application that you draw might be slightly different than the application I give today.
那么你后来从它名字所得到的这个意义来应用的方式也许跟我给你的不同。
And I want you to apply this to your business and to your marketplace ministry.
你要把这个所得到的意义呢应用在你的生意场上以及在社会的经验当中。
Essentially, Reuben means the Lord sees my affliction.
就是主看见我的苦情。
The Lord looks upon my affliction, and now He will do something so that my affliction can be relieved.
主看到我的苦难，所以他会帮助我，以至于我的苦难得到解决。
Hallelujah. So a church that looks at people's affliction,
所以当一个教会看到人的苦难。
Is cognizant of their afflictions and helps them through it will be very successful in the gate of Reuben.
假如这个教会呢，他很有能力，看到人的苦难就能够帮助他们解决他们的苦难，就表示他在流便门的这个能力很有效果。
That means that roughly one out of every 12 people in this room are probably from the gate of Reuben.
所以在我们当中十二个人当中就会有一个可能都是从流便门来的。
That means you came to the Lord through the gate of affliction. You were afflicted. Someone showed you the love of God, and that caused you to come into the gate of Reuben.
意思是说当你在生命当中遇到极大苦难的时候有人告诉你耶稣然后你就信了你就是从这个流便门进来的
Certain churches have a real ministry in the gate of Reuben
某些的教会在流便门的服事是非常强的
I can think of Sister Teresa Mother Teresa
我想到德瑞莎修女
She ministered to the afflicted
她对于那些有苦情的人服事他们
Amen
不是吗
She gave her life for the afflicted
他把他的生命都给了这些痛苦的人。
And I don't know where you're at on your Catholic theology, but I tell you, a lot of people that minister to the afflicted see a great harvest of people come into the kingdom of God.
不知道你对天主教有什么样的想法，可是呢，我知道凡是服侍这些穷苦的人呢，都会有很多人因为这个方式而进神国。
Amen? It just doesn't pay real well.
因为这个服侍他所得到的薪资不是很好。
Hallelujah. So let's talk about marketplace ministry.
那么怎么样来应用呢？
First of all, for the individual,
对于你个人来讲，
if you hear about somebody's affliction and your heart goes out to them with compassion, you could be from the tribe of Reuben.
假如你听到有人他有一个痛苦，而且你的心对他产生怜悯，很有可能你是从流便门来的。
Some of you, when you hear about somebody's affliction, you think, well, if they would have just done this, they wouldn't be in that trouble.
假如你看到某人有苦情，你心里想说，假如他不做某件事，他就不会发生这个苦情的话。
You are probably not from the tribe of Reuben.
你也许就不是从流便门来的。
Amen? Now I'm going to develop the marketplace ministry for Reuben, and I don't have time to develop all the marketplace ministries for the rest of the tribes.
那么在第一个门呢，我们仔细讲它怎么样应用在我们的生活当中。
First of all, let me say something to you businessmen.
对生意人我要对你说。
Even though you're mostly church people,
也许你们大部分的人都是在教会里的。
Because what I'm going to say would offend the church.
我接下来要说的话会冒犯教会。
But again,What we need to do is minister in areas that the church is not ministering.
我们所要服侍的这个方向跟领域呢，是教会没有办法做到的。
We need to open up the other 9 gates. We need to open up the other gates of the kingdom of God.
我们要替教会呢开其他九个门。
Amen? Is there people out there that have depression and misery because they're not loved?
是不是有很多人他们有忧郁症跟沮丧是因为没有爱呢？
If you can relieve their depression and misery, do you think that's a valuable thing to do for someone?
假如你能够释放他身上的这些的沮丧跟忧郁，对他来讲是不是非常的重要？
If you have an existing business with an existing clientele base,
假如你现在已经有一个建立了很好的公司，并且有一群的顾客群，
What if you could, with the same structure, open up to a whole new avenue of customers?
那么你可以用这个同样的架构呢，会展开一个新的顾客群。
Just by simply shifting your focus and your marketing so that now you're open to a whole new avenue of people.
就是把你的焦点跟行销方式转一下，你就会有开始一个增加新的顾客。
Same product,
同样的产品，
different marketing,
可是不同的行销。
Expand your market by 1/12,
可以增加你的销售量12分之一。
Is that good stuff for the bottom line?
这是不是很好呢？
I lay hands on people from Asia all the time.
我常常按手为亚洲人祷告。
I have a gift of discernment of spirit.
我有一个辨别诸灵的恩赐。
I prophesy over thousands of people a year.
我一年向上千的人说预言。
Let me say something to you about women from Asia.
在亚洲的女士呢？
Probably one out of every three that I ever pray for.
我祷告的人当中的三分之一。
Are like Leah.
都像莉亚一样，
They're miserable.
他们很痛苦，
Their husband doesn't love them.
他们的丈夫不爱他们，
And they just put up with it.
他们只是忍受而已，
But they're miserable inside.
可是里面很悲惨的，
And if I could give them something that would make them happy,
可是假如我能够给他们一些东西让他们快乐，
That would be of great value to them.
对他们来讲就十分有价值。
Amen. Men,
男人们，
If I could teach you,
假如我能够教导你，
how to love your wife,
如何爱你的妻子，
like Christ loved the church,
像基督爱教会，
so that she isn't like Leah,
以至于她不要像莉亚一样，
miserable because her husband doesn't know how to love her,
她痛苦因为她的丈夫不知如何爱她。
If I could teach you how to do that,
假如我能够教导你这样做，
you would be so happy,
你也会非常快乐。
Your sex life would go through the roof.
你的性生活会非常美满。
Your feeling of being a man that's fulfilled would go up exponentially.
那么你自己一个男人身份的认同呢，会完全的被满足。
Is that a marketable thing?
这是不是可以行销的东西呢？
We say if you meet people's needs, then you can present the gospel to them.
我们常说你要满足人的需要，然后借着这样的行动可以为他们传福音。
Businesses, teach your employees how to love their wives like Christ loved the church.
所以做老板呢，你要教导你的员工如何爱他们的妻子，有如基督爱教会。
Their wives will thank you so much.
他们的妻子会大大感谢你。
They will thank you so much.
他们自己本身也会感谢你。
Amen. Do you know how much money is spent every year on trying to satisfy men so that they can be sexually satisfied?
这些的妻子到底每年花了多少钱，就是来满足这些男人，让他们就在性生活方面得到满足呢？
Why doesn't the church ever talk about this?
为什么教会都不谈这个事呢？
Because it makes you nervous.
因为一谈就让你很紧张。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. I don't have to.
我不需要要求你举手。
I've learned a lot about Asian culture in the last 5 years.
在过去五年，我在亚洲文化里学了很多。
I've learned it's kind of normal for a guy to have a mistress.
我发现呢，有一个男人有情妇是正常的事。
Now, nobody in this room.
当然不是在这房间里的任何一个人了。
But I've found a lot of Christians still do that too.
我也发现有很多的基督徒也有这样的状况。
And their wives feel like Leah.
他们的太太觉得像自己是利亚。
And they're miserable.
他们充满了悲惨。
I've learned a lot of things about culture.
我在文化上学习了很多。
When I got out of the church and got into business, I learned a lot.
当我从教会出去到生意场上，就学得更多。
I've been taken out by business owners.
What do you mean taken out?
Taken out to dinner.
在这有很多的生意人请我吃晚饭。
And they offer you many things that were never offered to me before as a pastor.
假如我是一个牧师的话，他们绝对不会提出某些的建议。
Now I can truthfully say I didn't accept them. Hallelujah.
我的确接受了这些建议。
But it was quite an eye opener to have them offered to me.
对不起，我没有接受这些建议呢。可是当我听到他们跟我说这些话的时候，都让我眼界大开。
And quite frankly, I think I understand more about culture because I've experienced some of that.
因为我有一些的经验，所以我就更了解这边的文化到底是怎么回事。
I won't go into greater detail.
不要再讲更仔细了。
But if we can.Market to people that are like Leah, that are from the tribe of Reuben, that are miserable, and we can help them with their life, they will be so happy.
假如我们能够帮像利亚这样充满苦情的人的话，那他们会非常的快乐。
Amen. Does all the women say amen?
是不是所有的女士都要说阿们呢？
We could have a show of hands.
要举手吗？
Let's go quickly and talk about the next one. Simeon.
西缅。
Oh boy. Genesis 29:33.
创世记二十九章三十三节。
And let's just read that.
我们来读。她又怀孕生子，就说耶和华因为听见我失宠，所以又赐给我这个儿子，于是给他起名叫西缅。
Hallelujah. Because the Lord heard that I am not loved, He gave me this one too.
因为主听见我不被爱，所以他又给我一个孩子。
The Lord hears you.
主听到你。
Amen. And He blesses you.
然后他就祝福你。
Now the word Simeon means to hear intelligently.
西面的意思就是聪明的听。
This is one of the biggest gates in the kingdom of God.
这是在神国里面最大的门。
Most people hear the gospel preached to them in a message they can understand. They receive it and they get saved.
很多人听到。别人在传福音，他仔细的听，他就接受了，他就得救了。
It's interesting to know that Peter, Simon Peter, Simeon is the same as Simon.
西缅的意思跟彼得是一样的。
So you got a, if you have a foundation of Simon Peter with the gate of Simeon, you're going to have a successful church.
假如你的教会里面的根基是彼得，然后你又有西缅这个门在你教会的话，你教会就会成功。
But it's more than that.
可是比这个更多的是。
Again, like Simon Peter, you're blessed because you heard this from the Father and you spoke it. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
就像西门彼得一样，他听到天父所说的话，所以耶稣说要把他所听到的作为根基。
So it's not just hearing, but it's hearing and speaking.
而不仅是听，要听又说出来。
What God says.
神说了什么？
Now what is it if I hear what God says and I say it?
假如我听到神所说的，我就说出来会发生什么事。
What is that?
那是什么？
That's prophecy.
这就是预言。
See, we got a completely different idea about prophecy.
我们对于预言的观念很错误。
Prophecy is not telling somebody what's going to happen in the future.
预言的意思并不是只是未来。
That's the job of a prophet.
那是先知的工作。
And even they mess it up most of the time.
就算是这样，那个先知也常常做错。
Prophecy is something everybody can do.
预言是每个人都可以做的。
As you draw close to God.
当你亲近神就有。
He says, my sheep know my voice.
因为神说我的羊听我的声
音。Are you the sheep of the Lord?
你是不是主的羊啊？
Do you belong to him?
你是不是属于他呢？
He says, you know my voice.
所以你应该知道他的声音。
Do you know the voice of the Lord?
你知道主的声音吗？
Then say what you know.
那你就把你所知道的说出来。
And you're like Simon Peter.
你就会像西门彼得。
Don't hold back.
不要退后。
See, Simon Peter was just zealous enough just to blurt it out.
因为西门彼得他里面有足够的热忱，以至于他就说出来了。
He said, who do you say that I am?
你说我是谁？
Three or four guys there in the room thought, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
也许在房间里面三四个人都说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子啊。
Amen? Simon was just brash enough to say it out loud quick.
可是西门彼得就有这种的热情，他就是要赶快把它说出来。
Hallelujah.You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Then everyone else looked.
大家都等着。
And Jesus said, 对对对对。
耶稣说，说对了。
Amen? And because of that, he was blessed.
因为如此，他就受了祝福。
Amen? So you hear what God says and you say it, that's the gate of the kingdom of God.
你听到神说什么，你就说出来，这就是一个进入天国的门。
It's the gate most of the people come into the kingdom through.
借着这个门，大部分的人都可以进入到神的国度。
Now, is this also popular in the marketplace?
是不是在生意场上这也很受欢迎呢？
Why do people go to the temple and throw babwe on the floor?
为什么人到庙里去直签？
Why?
为什么？
They want to ask God a question. Should I get married? Yes, yes, no. Oh, shoot.
他们就是要问神一个问题，我要不要结婚？然后直交三次，前面两次是对，后面两次是后面一个是错，他就很失望。
Do they pay money to ask that question?
他们要不要付钱才能问呢？
Oh, you better believe it.
哦，真的是要付。
I saw the big glass box up there.
这就是为什么庙里有这个大的透明的箱子。
I found out that the temple is one of the biggest economic generators in all of South.
在台湾呢，这个庙是经济活动最昌盛的地方。
I've already been told I mess with the temple, I'm messing with organized crime.
假如我是跟庙里面，好像我要去冒犯这个庙的话呢，好像就变成一个很严重的罪。
It's a big money maker in Taiwan.
因为庙呢是一个赚钱的好地方。
They burn one of those boats.It costs a lot of money to make that boat they burn.
在那个烧王船的季节，他们一艘船都要很多钱造的。
Amen. It's big money.
这是很多的钱。
It's big business in Taiwan.
在台湾是一个很大的生意。
You think I'd run into any opposition? I start shutting down a temple?
假如我因为祷告而让庙关门的话，你想我是不是会遭受拦阻呢？
It'd be a riot.
就会产生暴动啊。
The Apostle Paul cast out a spirit of divination out of a young lady and caused big trouble.
保罗在一个使女身上赶出那个占卜的灵，就给他自己带来极大的麻烦。
Amen? Do you have fortune tellers in Taiwan?
在台湾有没有算命的？
They're as respected as a dentist.
人们对他们尊敬的程度好像尊敬一位牙医。
What's your dad do?
你的爸爸做什么？
My dad's a dentist.
我爸爸是一个牙医。
How about your dad? My dad's a fortune teller. Oh, really?
我的爸爸是算命的。哦，真的吗？
How many you'd rather go see a fortune teller than a dentist?
有多少人宁愿去看算命的，不去看牙医的？
Hearing what the Spirit says and saying it is big business in Taiwan.
在台湾呢，假如你能够听到神所说的，并把它说出来，这是一个很大的生意。
What should I do? You take the sticks.
你就把这个签拿起来。
Oh, look, one sticking up higher than the other one.
有一支签呢，比其他签更高。
Oh, has a number.
上面有一个数字。
Go on the wall.
到墙上去。
Uh-huh. I don't understand what that means.
我也搞不清楚说什么。
They'll help you over there.
哦，那边有一个人会帮助你。
Costs more money.
然后呢，你要给他钱。
Big business.
这是一个很大的生意。
Hearing God is big business.
听神是可以变成一个很大的生意。
In the U.S., we have psychic hotline numbers.
在美国呢，我们有那种通灵者的热线。
1-900
1900的号码。
Every minute cost me $10.
一分钟十块美金。
You really want to hear God's going to cost you $100.
假如你真的要听到神说什么，要花100块美金。
It's a big business.
这是一个很大的生意。
Amen. See, we're missing out.
我们真的错过了好机会。
They're hungry for that here in Taiwan.
在台湾对于神的声音非常饥渴。
People want to hear what God has to say.
人们要听到神在说什么。
Does anybody know?
有没有人知道啊
We know.
我们知道啊
Why have we given up hearing what God says and speaking what God says to fortune tellers?
为什么我们不能够把我们这个预言的恩赐使用在这个算命的人身上呢
Why?
为什么不能呢
Why do they have to trust in Bob Way?
为什么他们一定要信任那个直签或直交
Amen.Stir up the gift of prophecy.
好，我们现在讲另外一个。
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's talk about the next one.
下一个。
Levi.
利未。
Genesis 29:34.
第三十四节，创世纪二十九章。
We're going to put it in high gear here.
好，我们要越讲越快。她又怀孕生子，起名叫利未，说：“我给丈夫生了三个儿子，他必与我联合。”
This time, my husband will be joined to me.
这一次呢，我的丈夫会与我联合。
What's this word in Chinese for joined?
Join 这个字，就是
连。Is it a pretty intimate term?
Yeah.
It's a real intimate term in Hebrew and Greek.
这个联合这个字呢，它所代表的含义是非常亲密的意思。
It's the same word for communion.
意思就是跟团契相交或是领圣餐是同一个字。
It says, this time I'll have intimacy with my husband.
现在我要跟我的丈夫有亲密关系。
See, some people come into the kingdom of God because of hearing the word of God.
有些人是因为听到神的话而进入神的国。
Some people need to have intimacy to come into the kingdom of God.
有些人需要有亲密的关系才能进入神的国。
Intimacy is worship.
亲密就是敬拜。
It's coming into the presence of God and bowing down and worshiping Him.
进入神的同在，就向他跪拜。
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you, Levi makes you nervous.
有一些人呢，碰到利未人就让你紧张。
You don't like intimacy.
你不喜欢亲密关系。
It also makes you a bad lover.
而且，假如你不喜欢亲密关系，你是一个不好的爱人。
It's okay. They're all adults in here. If there's any kids, take them out right now. Hallelujah.
没有关系，我们这边都是成人，可以讲。
Intimacy with God will teach you how to be intimate with your wife.
与神的亲密就教导你如何与你的妻子亲密。
He said, "Here's a mystery."
这是一个奥秘。
The joining together of husband and wife is like the intimacy with Christ in the church.
妻子与丈夫的联合，他们的亲密关系就如基督跟教会的联合，他们的亲密关系。
Amen. We ought to teach what we know.
我们要把我们所知道的教导出来。
And people wouldn't have these kind of problems.
那么人们就不会有这样的问题了。
So Levi is intimacy with God.
利未的意思就是与神亲密。
Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you, your favorite part of the service is when not just praise, but we really enter into this worship of God?
在我们当中有多少人呢？你喜欢一个聚会的最好的部分呢？对你来讲，不只是赞美，还是那个敬拜。
How many of you, that's your favorite?
有多少人这是你最喜欢的部分?
How many of you can get on your knees and bask in the presence of God for an hour and you just love being in His presence?
有多少人可以跪在神的同在里一个小时然后你什么都不做就喜欢待在他同在里有多少人
See, it shouldn't be all of you because you're not all from Levi.
你看不是所有的人举手因为不是你们所有的人都是利未门进来的。
How many of you, quite frankly, you think worship and praise is too long? You need more time of the good preaching of the Word of God.
在我们当中有多少人觉得敬拜赞美太长了我应该多听点道的。
It ain't a bad thing.
这不是一个坏事。
You're from Simeon.
你是从西缅这个门来的。
Amen? That's why, see, we've got to understand how these gates and these tribes relate to each other so we understand some of the conflicts in the church.
我们应该要了解这个门跟族群之间他们彼此之间的关联以至于可以了解教会之中的冲突。
Listen, once you can have intimacy with God, you can have intimacy with your husband or wife.
一旦你可以跟神有一个亲密关系，你就可以跟你的妻子或是丈夫有亲密关系。
So if you're not from Levi, you need to learn how.
假如你不是从利外这族来的，你要学习如何成为这个样子。
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at the next one.
下一个。
Genesis 29:35.
创世纪二十九章三十五节，她又怀孕生子，说：“这回我要赞美耶和华，因此给她起名叫犹大，就是赞美的意思。”这才停了生育。
Praise God.
赞美主。
This time I will praise the Lord.
这一次我要赞美主。
So she called his name Judah.
所以叫他的名字为犹大。
And Judah means praise.
犹大就是赞美。
Some people will come into the kingdom of God through the gate of praise.
那么有些人是借着赞美这个门进来的。
Amen. Oh, it is a powerful, powerful gift.
这是一个非常有全能的恩赐。
You give me a church that doesn't have good praise, and I'll show you a church that's half empty.
假如一个教会不知道如何赞美的话，它一定是人数不是很多的。
Because it's in the nature of man to want to celebrate and praise.
因为人的本质就是喜欢庆祝，喜欢赞美。
Amen. Hallelujah.That's why if you, that's why can you see the opposition here?
你就可以看到这里好像有一点冲突跟对立。
Reuben is ministering to the afflicted.
流便是服侍那些有苦情的人。
They like the food ministry.
他们好像是给穷人食物的那种服侍。
They like giving away clothing to people.
把衣服送给别人。
Judah, they like to dance, chow wu.
犹大喜欢跳舞。
Judah's always praising God.
犹大总是在那里赞美
神。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's irritating to people from Reuben.
那么流便门的人看到犹大人总是这样，他们觉得他们真讨厌。
They get irritated with you.
他们觉得也很讨厌。
And the people from Judah,
从犹大门的人呢？
They think you're not even saved.
那么觉得这些服侍苦情的人好像根本没得救。
If you can't dance and kick and run around,They think you're not even saved.
说你为什么得救了以后还不能跳舞呢？一定没得救。
How many of you are from the tribe of Judah?
有多少人从犹大门来的？
Amen. Do you like to dance?
喜欢跳舞吧？
Do you? Don't you hate it when someone from Reuben gives you that look that says, "Would you sit down?"
你是不是很恨有些从流便门来的人看着你说，你可不可以坐下呀？
Amen. Hallelujah.That's two tribes.
就是这
两个。One faces the north, and the other faces the south.
这个两个门呢，一个是在北边，一个在南边。
And they don't hang out much together.
他们不喜欢彼此相处在一起。
Amen. That's why if you're a dancer and a praiser, and you go to a church that doesn't have that gate, you are miserable.
所以，假如你是一个敬拜赞美者的话，你到一个教会里面，他们不喜欢敬拜赞美。你就很难过。
But if you go to a church that's very concerned for the poor, and all they see you do is dancing, they think you are carnal.
假如你到一个教会里面去呢，他那个教会主要的服事都是在照顾这个贫苦的人，他看到你进去一天到晚在跳舞，他觉得你很属肉体。
So what we need to do is be circumspect in everything.
所以我们要在每一件事上都要小心辨别。
We need to get up and get a big picture of the kingdom of God here.
我们要看到神的国度是一个很大的范围。
And we need to learn how to rejoice with those that rejoice, and we need to learn how to cry with those that cry.
我们要学习如何与喜乐的人同喜乐，与哀哭的人同哀哭。
And not judge each other that we're superior because we're dancers and they're not.
不要彼此论断说我们比你们更属灵，因为我们是会跳舞的，你们是不会的。
Amen. Now there's some big conflicts in the church in Taiwan.
在教会，台湾的教会有这样的冲突。
I know, because I preach in all different churches.
我知道，因为我在不同的教会讲道。
And so right now, I preach a lot in Linglang Church.
现在我有很多机会在灵人堂系统讲到。
And one of the foundations of the church is strong praise and worship.
在这个教会里的根基之一就是强烈的敬拜赞美。
It's a foundation. It's a foundational thing.
这是他们的一个根基。
And so we wonder why people from another church that used to do a lot of hospitals and a lot of ministry to the poor, why everybody's leaving that church and coming over where they like to dance.
那所以我们就明白了，为什么有的教会呢，它主要的服事都是去医院拜访人，帮助贫穷人的这些教会，他们有很多人就跑到另外一个教会去了。
Now the wisdom of God says,
那么神的智慧告诉我们，
Hey, I need all the gates of the kingdom of God.
我们需要所有进入神国的门。
Quit fighting among yourselves.
你们自己彼此之间不要打架。
I've given you a job to face the south. Now face the south.
我现在给你的工作就是向南，你就做好你的工作。
And I've given you a job to face the north, so face the north.
我给你的工作是向北，你就向北吧。
And let's come together as one body in Christ, and I'll bring them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
当我们合在一起的时候，成为一个基督的肢体，人就可以从东南西北进来。
Amen. Quit comparing yourselves with somebody else. It's not wise.
不要再把自己跟别人做比较，这是一点都不聪明的事。
Hallelujah. Is there a marketable ministry in celebration and praise?
在敬拜赞美里面，是不是有一个可行销的生意可做呢？
The next version of my DVD, if I get a chance to do it,
假如还有机会的话，下一版的这个 DVD
will be a worship and praise karaoke DVD.
这是敬拜赞美的卡拉 OK。
With a contest.
然后还要比赛。
Who can sing the best praise and worship to karaoke?
谁可以唱这个敬拜赞美最好？
Is karaoke a big thing in Taiwan?
那台湾卡拉 OK 是不是很大的生意啊？
Why do we keep missing all these signs?
为什么我们一直错失这些的机会呢？
They're everywhere. KTV.
到处都有这种生意。KTV.
Pretty popular places.
很受欢迎吧。
Some of them look like mausoleums, they're so big. Why do people go there? You know what KTV is? You need to get out more.
他建议我要多出去玩一下。
Now, I'm pretty sure that wasn't what I said. They're like mausoleums, they're huge.
这些 KTV 呢，好像这个回教庙堂一样这么大。
Why?
为什么呢？
People want intimacy.
因为人们想要有亲密，
they want celebration.
他们要庆祝。
They have to go get drunk to do that.
为了要达到这个目的呢，他们甚至要喝醉酒才能
够达到。We don't have to get drunk to celebrate.
我们不需要喝醉酒才能庆祝嘛。
We can celebrate out of our hearts to the Lord.
我们可以从我们的心向主的赞美里面就庆祝了。
We have a better product.
我们的产品更好。
Amen.
Amen.
We're just lousy at marketing.
只是我们真的非常不会行销。
We don't understand the marketplace.
我们不知道我们的市场需要什么。
By the way, most factories in Taiwan are lousy at marketing.
对，大部分台湾的工厂，他们的行销都非常差。
They only just want to sell containers.
他们只有一两个顾客。
Listen, if you'd market your material, you could sell half the containers and make three times the profit.
假如你们真的会行销的话，你们的这个收益会大大的增加。
Then you don't have to sell your soul to go to mainland China to get it made at a decent price. You can make it right here and make a good profit.
这样子你就不必把你的地卖掉，然后又跑到中国大陆去。其实你在这边就可以赚钱了。
That was a little bit of my own stuff there.
这是我自己的意见了。
Hallelujah. I care for where I see Taiwan going, and I don't like the look of it.
我非常关心台湾的前途，我不喜欢看到它进入不好的前途。
I'm afraid for you.
我为你感到害怕。
Hallelujah. So Leah's children, she had three.
利亚有三个小孩。
And by the way, Leah means weary.
利亚的意思就是担忧。
And so here's a little clue for you women.
所以对女士们。
Don't be weary.
不要担忧。
Your husband's looking for a Rachel.
那你的丈夫所找的是拉结。
Amen. So transform yourself into Rachel.
把你自己变成拉结吧。
Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be a Leah.
不要做利亚。
Now, if there's anybody in here named Leah, it's a wonderful name.
Are
there any gracious ladies here named Leah?
有没有人名字真是叫莉亚呀？
Raise your hand.
请你举手一下。
Good, hallelujah.
太好了，没有人。
Any Rachels?
有没有人叫拉杰的？ Rachel, 你的英文名字。
Okay. Never mind. So, she had three children. One was Reuben. God sees our misery.
Leah. 所以我们现在还在讲利亚，她有三个孩子，一个是流便、西面。
To hear intelligently.
就是要仔细的听。
Oh, four. Levi, worshiping communion.
利未就是团契。
And Judah, praise and celebration.
还有犹大就是敬拜赞美。
Now, quite frankly, the church has a lot of those covered.
那么教会其实很多的部分都已经做了。
But to no level, nowhere near the level that we should be marketing those gates in the marketplace.
可是呢，我们真的要借着这些门的特性把它推销出去。
Amen. Let's look at Genesis 30 verse 6.
我们来看创世纪三十章第六节。
And read that.
我们来读，拉杰说，神伸了我的冤，也听了我的声音，赐给我一个儿子，因此给他起名叫但，就是伸冤的意思。
And Rachel said, God hath judged me.
神说，神已经替我伸冤了。
You got to look at the whole story. Rachel can't have a baby, so she takes her handmaid Bilhah and gives her to her husband.
那么拉杰原来他没有办法生育，所以他就把他的使女给他的丈夫。
How we end up with the 12 tribes of Israel is quite a story.
到最后为什么一共有十二族的以色列族呢？这中间有很多的过程。
It would make a great Korean soap opera.
假如我们把它拍成韩国连续剧的话，一定会非常的卖座。
Maybe Mel Gibson will get that idea.
也许 Mel Gibson 也会想到这个主意。
I'm telling you, it's got everything. Sex, violence, it'd be a top seller.
有性又有暴力，所以一定卖得很好。
Amen? So Rachel says, God has judged me.
拉杰说，神已经替我伸了冤。
So one of the gates into the kingdom of God is judgment.
所以其中有一个就是替人伸冤或是审判的门。
It's a very effective gate.
这是非常有果效的门。
If you don't come into the kingdom of God, you're going to go to hell.
假如你不进入神的国度，你会下地狱。
That'll scare the hell out of you.
把你都吓死了。
Amen? How many of you got saved because some guy was preaching really hard that you're going to go to hell if you don't get saved? How many of you got saved that way?
在我们当中有些人，有哪一些人得救是因为有人告诉你说，假如你真的不相信耶稣，你就会下地狱的。
Anybody?
有没有人因为这个原因信耶稣的？
There's a few. There's different denominations, okay, that have a tendency to preach certain ways.
在教会界呢，有不同的宗派，他们讲道有不同的方式。
And all I'm saying is, it's legitimate. It's one of the gates.
那么有些宗派比较偏向这方，我也要说呢，这是对的，因为这是某一个门里面的特性。
It's also true in the church for nuthetic counseling.
Nuthetic.
It's a Greek word.A confrontational counseling.
这种的这个咨询方式呢，它是用一种挑战的方式。
See, most counselors in America, they'll say, if you say, I want to kill my wife.
假如我说我要杀了我的妻子。
Then they'll say, oh, I see you're saying you'd like to kill your wife.
所以大部分的咨询的方法呢，就是反映那个顾客说的什么，再重复说一遍。
They don't say it's wrong.
他不会告诉你是错的。
They just kind of recognize that you're frustrated and you'd like to kill your wife.
他们就是帮助你了解原来你里面的情绪是很沮丧的，你要杀了你的妻子。
The counseling from Dan would say, you can't do that.
假如一个从Dan的门来的人呢，来做这个咨询辅导的话，
you need to change.
你不可以这样做，你要改变。
If you don't change, something bad's going to happen to you.
假如你不改变的话，会有坏事发生。
That's good stuff.
这是好的。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People need that.
人们需要这一方面。
But you see how Dan and Judah kind of don't hang around each other a whole lot.
但跟犹大就不可以常常在一起。
Amen. Judah's like, oh, let's just praise God. Come on.
犹大碰到什么事情都说来赞美神，赞美神 ，Hallelujah.
And Dan's like, no, we're not going to praise God. We're going to straighten up. That's what we're going to do.
但说我们才不是来敬拜赞美神，我们现在来面对这个问题，解决它。
Amen. How many of you are kind of hard? You're kind of you judge other people. You know, it's a tendency in your life. How many of you admit that you're kind of hard like that?
有多少人我们当中有这样的性情？你就是很喜欢比较容易做审判的。
It's not a bad thing, but notice no one else is sitting next to you.
当然这不是一件坏事，可是你有没有注意到很少人坐在你旁边？
Do we need Dan?
我们需不需要蛋呢？
We need Dan.
我们需要蛋。
Come on, give Dan some loving. Come on. Tell him we need Dan.
他旁边真的没有人坐。
Amen. How many of you are from the tribe of Reuben?
有多少人从流便门来的？
You like to minister to the afflicted, and you may. How many of you kind of relate to Reuben?
做这种的贫苦人的服侍。
Let me see. Reuben.
来举手。
Okay, good, good. How many are from? I should remember these. How many from Simeon?
有多少人从西面门来的
？Like to hear the word and speak the word.
听到神的话就说出来。
Simeons. Okay. How about Judah?
犹大呢
？How about Levi?
利未呢？
Now, I wish you could see this. I mean, we're a little short in the Levi department, but basically we're kind of getting a cross-section and a twelfth every time.
我希望你可以看到我们刚刚举手的人当中呢，除了利未这个部门人比较少以外呢，
except,
差不多我讲的每一个人都有举手。
Except for Dan.
除了蛋以外。
Come on, somebody else help now. Who wants to be from the tribe of Dan? Come on, let's see some hands up there.
谁真的是从蛋的门来的？举手吧。
There you go. There you go. Hallelujah. Good, good. Need a well-balanced group here.
我们这边这个团体里面非常的平衡。
Amen. Let's talk about the next one. Oh, last one.
最后一个。
Does this one stop at 10:30? Naphtali.
Naphtali.
Read verse 8, please.
八节。
第八节。哦。
三十章第八节，拉杰说：“我与我姐姐大大相争，并且得胜，于是给他起名叫拿弗他利，就是相争的意思。”
With great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed.
他说：“我与我的姐姐相争，就是摔跤的意思，并且得胜。”
What wrestling was Rachel having?
拉杰所有的这个相争是在哪一方面呢？
And、she's jealous.
她嫉妒。
She's envious.
她羡慕。
She's got all kinds of problems.
她有各样情感上的复杂。
God's judging her.
神审判了她。
She's barren.
她不能够生小孩。
And Leah's just having kids like there's no tomorrow.
莉亚生小孩是家常便饭。
Amen. And so Rachel has all these torturous things happening.
那么拉杰在她生命里面有这么多痛苦的事情发生。
So Naphtali is the open gate to people that have moral wrestlings.
所以拿弗他利的门是开向那些人的生命当中有道德上的挣扎的。
These are people that have moral problems that they need an open gate for.
他们的生命当中有一些道德的挣扎需要人家为他们开门。
And I tell you, this is a gate that is not open in the church.
这个门在教会里面没有被打开。
You've got some huge, huge moral issues in Taiwan.
在台湾有很严重的道德的问题。
And those people are not welcome in the church.
这些人的教会都不欢迎他们。
They aren't.
他们是不受欢迎的。
And Jesus let a lady come wash his feet.
耶稣让这样的人来洗他的脚。
And the religious people recoiled.
那么这些宗教人士看到都吓得退后了。
Because she was a lady with severe moral problems.
因为这位女士身上有严重的道德问题。
Businessmen.
所以生意人们
you open up a gate for people that are wrestling with moral issues to get saved, and you will be a prosperous person.
假如你能够像这样的人把门打开的话，那么你的生意会昌盛繁荣的。
And the gates of heaven will be open wide.
那么天堂的门也会向他们打开。
Hallelujah. Well, gotta quit.
再往下。
That's how they always invite you to come back the next year.
这就是为什么人总要明年再请你回来的原因。
Amen. It's called in the business world job security. Hallelujah.
这叫在我们的生意场上叫做工作的安全保障，工作保障。
Amen. Hey, you can do the same thing. Go through the rest of this list.
你可以跟我一样做，你就把这些名字仔细的去研读。
Just read what it says.
你就读它上面所说的意义就是了。
God, how can we open up this gate?
你说神啊，我怎么样开这个门？
Oh, wait, wait, one more.
再讲一个，再讲一个。
What can you say now? One more.
再讲一个。
Gad.
加德,
because this is the gate for Taiwan.
因为这是给台湾的门。
Read verse 11.
第十一节。
10 and 11.
第十节十一节，利亚的使女希帕给雅各生了一个儿子。利亚说万幸，于是给他的名字起名叫加德，就是万幸的意思。
And did you read 11?
Yeah.
Wow, this is great. Then Leah said, "What good fortune!"
她说好运。
So one of the gates into the kingdom of God is.Good fortune.
在进入神国的门上面，其中一个名字叫做好运。
That's why I put on this DVD.
这就是我把这个名字放在我的 DVD 上。
What's it say?
天堂的福分等着你。啊，好运，好运。那中间写的好运，好运。
What's that mean?
是什么意思呢？
Good fortune.
好运的意思。
Do people like good fortune in Taiwan?
人们在台湾是不是喜欢好运啊？
How do you like the number? How does the number six grab you?
六这个数字对你来讲有什么意义？
Is that good?
好不好？
Is it? What's a real bad one?
很坏的数字是什么？
Four.
四。
Is that death, right?
就是代表死，是不是？
Yeah. You don't want to pick up something that says 444 on it. Oh my gosh.
你不喜欢买一个东西上面写四四四啊，完蛋了。
Amen?This says good fortune.
这里讲好运。
Amen? Why?
为什么呢?
It's one of the gates of the kingdom of God.
因为这是进入神国度的门之一。
Amen? Now, Gad, people from Gad are victorious.
从加德门进来的人是得胜的人。
People from Reuben are afflicted.
从流便门进来的是受苦的人。
They don't like each other.
他们彼此不喜欢。
Unless they understand each other.
除非他们彼此了解。
And I say, if you're from Gad,
假如你从加德门进来的,
you ought to minister to the people from Reuben.
你应该来服侍这些从流便门进来的人。
Amen? Hallelujah. That's why the Word of Faith Church, faith teachers,
就是教导这种信心的原则的这种的教会。
Don't attack them.
就不要攻击他们。
They're from Gad.
他们从加德门来的。
Amen. They'll drive Mercedes Benz.
就是他们非常教导有这个好运啊、财富啊这样子。
Praise God for that.
我们要为这种教导也要赞美神。
Amen. 12 gates.
就有十二个门。
12 ways.
有十二个方式。
Lord, give us wisdom.
主啊，求你给我们智慧。
Open the gates of salvation in Taiwan.
对台湾打开得救的门。
Bring them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
从东南西北把他们带进来。
Lord, break us out of our paradigms that don't allow for anything else than what we know, which is three gates.
主耶稣，求你打破我们里面既定的限制，不要让我们只在那三个门里。
Amen.